Welcome, adventurers. You are listening to the Quests and Chaos Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/questsandchaos. Your support allows us to continue making this content. We're also trying to reach 10,000 subscribers over on our YouTube channel, where you can actually see us play all of these RPG shows. Plus, you get some great board game content that isn't available on podcast. Now, on with the show.
Hello, friends and foes, face and fiends, and welcome back to Quests in Chaos. We are in the middle of a heist, in fact. We are playing Keys from the Golden Vault. This is the masterpiece in Broglio, and our lovely team of heisters has just discovered the stolen painting that they are stealing back from a thieves' guild. They very successfully managed to disarm the gas trap that it was rigged with before removing it from the wall. Unfortunately, in so removing the painting from the wall, it woke up and began to send out some sort of alert. Oops. Which is where you are right now. I believe, Ocean, you are holding the painting with Mage Hand.
Yes.
And it is now, you are all hearing it very grumbly. What is this? What are you doing here? Put me back! Why am I here? You do not work for the Guildmaster. What are you doing?
He's so disguised.
Tell him you're I do look like,
Oh, you do look like Elix. Has he seen Elix?
I'm gonna sneak away to the top of the stairs.
I'm still in sneaky mode.
He does not seem to recognize you.
Okay.
So,
you're
not the Guildmaster.
I'm going to run up to him. You'll never believe what I
What do I care about for you?
Why do I speak like this?
Oh, God, are you infected with the Jensens? Get away from me, you diseased foul creature! This very, very handsome portrait is now very visibly pouting and looks very grumpy. The speech is all happening telepathically, but it is happening to everyone as though it's basically just his lips aren't moving.
Yeah.
But you're all hearing this. And you are definitely getting a sense that there is some sort of alert that he is attempting to activate in the room below you.
I've moved to the top of the stairs. Can I, like, peer over and see what's going on with the sleepers who are probably not sleepers anymore?
I am double checking. Oh,
I'm ready.
I'm doing this slightly wrong, but that's okay. That's a fun time. It's okay.
I've been rolling my heavy dice on it. I'm so sorry. I've left my mark.
You look down. You do not notice the sleepers starting to stir. They seem pretty still. They seem pretty okay.
I'm just gonna stay there with my boosted bomb, ready to fucking let him have it as soon as they start to wake up.
Cool. No, you don't see that. What you all do see is suddenly the portal goes, put me down, put me back immediately. The Guildmaster will hear about this. And you suddenly see an eruption of light out of the portrait.
Oh.
Wait.
No, there is no wait, unfortunately. Stuart, you take 2 damage.
We're just gonna fight it.
Gemma, you take 2 damage. Ocean, you take 3 damage.
Why?
As you are all immediately hit with little bursts of energy.
Does it have magic missile?
Yes, in fact, it does.
Hey, friend, we're gonna go on a trip. I'm gonna just like hop up, get a hand on the painting, and take it into my ring with me. Let's say. I need you to wait here. Thank you. And then I'm gonna leave it in my ring. Okay, let's get out of here.
That was so easy. What the fuck?
We broke the module.
You said to build heist characters.
I thought I saw where this is going, and then it was even better than where I thought it was going. That's what that was. I'm sorry. I was not planning for you to. I was not expecting it to go into your ring, and that's even
funnier. You were expecting it to go into the briefcase.
I was expecting it to go into the briefcase.
Uh-huh.
No, the ring is,
Now nothing can get it for 24 hours.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh my god. Okay. Great.
I bow down.
Thank you, Sorry, I'm double checking.
You broke Alondra.
I'm so sorry.
I started to play this wrong because I was looking at the incorrect stat block, and so I'm making sure that I'm playing it correctly. For the sake of anyone following along at home who, for some godforsaken reason, wants to use this as inspiration for running this module, don't. Don't.
We're really great.
They're fantastic.
We're so talented.
Don't use me as an example.
You really need to see what happens.
Please use Alondra as an example. Yeah. She's amazing.
Great. You shove this guy. You guys all immediately are disconnected from this voice. You no longer hear it. Gemma, you do get the impression that there might be some symmetrical damage to the wall in your room when you get back in there, which is going to be kind of a bummer.
I'll fix it.
But who knows? Now you guys are all standing in this tower room. You've got the portrait. There's a big desk here with a bunch of like journals and notebooks and various keys in various states of being crafted. Some little jewels and trinkets and things. Just
we have time.
Stuff sitting.
Give me something good, please.
We have time.
The wine's mine.
We could go fight that vampire.
We're not fighting a vampire. I just want to be very clear. We are not ready for a vampire.
I'm ready for a vampire. I'm ready for a vampire.
I mean, if we want to just like quick rifle through the desk.
Is there a window out of here?
I was rolling for everybody who was potentially in the area to have heard the painting yell, and not a single one of them was able to break a 10, so they're all completely oblivious.
We're so good at this. We're so good at
this. You looked so sad as you were rolling.
This die is going to perma jail. I'm retiring that entire set.
Can you make it a jail?
Yes, I can actually make it a jail.
Get to prison.
And shake it.
Jail.
Punishment.
Nice jail. Taste chill for that guy.
Wait, if we turn it over, we can look at it.
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
Damn. Oh, now you roll a natural 20.
I'm sorry.
Okay, cool. What are you doing now? I'm sorry.
Rifling
I'm very distracted by how fast that was.
Now we're just looking
give me
for
a chance.
We're just looking for fun things to steal.
Stuart's looking for a way out.
I'm looking for shiny things. I'm looking for anything that looks easy to steal, easy to resell.
I'm looking for secrets.
The wine's mine!
Great.
Okay, so we're
working on escape route, information, valuable items, booze.
Dive bomb.
I think we got all the relevant main things.
You've covered the four basic food groups of heisting. investigation or perception, depending on what you're doing. Investigation or perception, whichever one you prefer.
Six.
Six.
15 to see if they're waking up.
Great.
10.
10.
11.
11.
Wait, I want to use a bit. I didn't use a bit today. You haven't told me yet.
I didn't use the bits either, so I want to keep looking.
You want to use, okay.
Yes.
Add a d6.
Add a d6 on top. Okay, so I had rolled
a 3.
And now I rolled a 9.
9!
Okay.
17.
Okay.
That's a good use of the bits. I'm sure whoever sent me the bits is glad that I used them on this very important roll.
They seem to be sleeping just fine.
What type of alarm?
You're starting to wonder if the sound that you were hearing in the telepathy of his shouting. And maybe he never got loud enough to wake them up.
Maybe.
Yes, but I wanted to use this.
You still can.
We still might
I'm just gonna
chance.
Just like, ready to go.
Ocean, you open a drawer of the desk and find some shiny looking, you're pretty sure it is costume jewelry, but it's very shiny and pretty. You might be able to trick someone with it.
Yeah, okay.
It's not necessarily super valuable.
Scoop into a
pocket. Apparently, but it might be useful for something. Gemma, you, there's a bunch of what look like personal diaries here. I was gonna say, you're not gonna have really time to look through them right now, but if you want to just take, you can just absolutely.
Just pull the drawers out, dump them into briefcase.
Cool.
Check for, like, secret drawers.
I'm so sorry, I'm trying desperately to find the correct
We broke a lot.
Number.
It's a.
You did not break me. The layout numbers of the module is very difficult to read.
And so we didn't beat Alondra. We beat Dungeons and Dragons.
As it turns out, you can win Dungeons and Dragons. Mm-hmm. They did not, but you can. Now, I still have a lot of pages left where I haven't read anything. There could still be stuff.
Okay. I feel like we won.
We should remind me later. We should work on your like soft scoop.
Okay.
I think you can get some less clinks in when you scoop things.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Skill build.
There is no exit from this area other than back down the staircases.
And there's no stairs up.
Nope. You are on the highest possible area. You can actually see up like into like the rafters, the vaulting up the ceiling. I mean, theoretically, if you were feeling really spicy, you could probably use the desk, climb up into the rafters, and like punch a hole through the roof area if you wanted to.
Oh, let's do that
to the roof. You will probably make a lot more noise doing that than just slipping back down the steps.
Sneak back down past the sleeping.
We do know the very direct way.
We also are still sneaky.
We are still sneaky.
Yes.
We're still sneaky. Very sneaky. So sneaky.
Let's just go.
Let's be sneaky. Yeah. All right. Have we successfully raided this room for everything we want?
Yep.
It appears that this room is more like personal items, probably belonging to the guildmaster. It seems like all the
feed
treasure.
This some secret diaries.
I was gonna say, yeah. It's like the treasure was probably more in that room where the fireball trap was.
There was something behind the painting.
Oops.
What can I? Is there something?
It's the trigger for the trap.
Oh,
nothing fun.
I thought it was like a safe. Okay.
No, there's like a pressure. Basically, like. The painting weighted on like a pressure point, so if the pressure was released from the painting being lifted off the wall without it being disarmed, it would have sprayed presumably some sort of like gas or poison or something from those little holes.
Got it. Okay.
But great. We were too clever.
I'm caught up.
But you figured it out, yeah.
Saw right through it.
Let's sneak down and I'll just be ready.
Yeah. All right.
Everybody give me stealth checks. Maybe I can get somebody to nat one and then I'll get to do something.
25.
Oh.
Because we have the pass without trace, right?
Yep, it's plus 10.
23. Yeah.
Okay, so that's 35 30, then.
What are we 30. Doing? Stealth?
Stealth.
Plus pass without trace.
Yeah, I rolled a nat 20.
Yep. Yeah, no, I don't. 28.
23.
Can't get up.
30.
Yeah, silent as the grave.
antagonizing.
Just, you absolutely slip down. Guildmaster Dusk and her lover do not even stir. They are contentedly sleeping. You're
Can
trying
I leave
to hear
them a post-it with a heart on the bedside stand.
Great. Yeah. You like fully have a moment to kind of glance around.
Just kiss them on the nose.
I'm not touching.
I'm gonna give them a little forehead kiss.
No forehead kisses. They will wake up.
Yes.
Just blow a kiss as you go past.
Okay.
That you will have to roll a different stealth roll if you interact with them, just to be clear. This does not carry over. That is for getting down the stairs. Ma'am.
I'll be like, stand next to me, Ocean.
You make your way down the stairs, you check them out, you can see now this, like, there's a couple of weapons sitting on, like, the bedside tables, you can see the clothes sort of, like, heaped to the foot of the bed, and things like that. If you want to take more time, you can certainly investigate, or you can just keep going and ride those stealth checks.
Has it been 10 minutes since I cast Detect Magic?
No, it's been, like, a minute. rounds are 6 seconds.
If any of the weapons are like magic, three I'll minutes. Grab them.
They are not.
All right.
They look very nicely made, but nothing looks particularly like magical or exciting. What is there?
No, that's just no. You can't take somebody's weapon.
You can.
You absolutely can if you so choose. What does Guildmaster Dusk
you could
has
leave them a
phone
sword in return?
Guildmaster Dusk has a dagger on the bedside table and a short sword leaning up against it.
You did just get rid of your short sword. Don't you
want a new one? Her boo does have a rapier, a very fancy looking rapier.
No, it's asking for trouble.
I'll take the rapier.
Okay.
That's what I fight with. Is it trapped?
Give me a stealth check and an investigation.
Ocean,
check.
Stand next to me.
Okay. I mean, how big is the room?
Not. It's not. It's very small.
Okay. It's 30 feet. We're good.
Yeah. You can stay on the edge of the stairs and catch
yeah.
So with pass without a trace, 15 for stealth.
Okay.
Don't roll. What else did you want me to roll?
Investigation, if you're checking for traps. That's also going to mean...
13. This is so silly.
Hey, anything that gives me the opportunity to finally do something.
Okay.
Instead of us just sneaking right out of there with absolutely no barriers.
Sneaking away.
You walk over, you kind of take a glance, you take a look. It doesn't seem like it's trapped. It seems like it's just like sitting on the bedside table so that he can grab it quickly if he needs to.
Is it nicer than mine? It's just like nice.
It's very elegant.
Yeah, we're swapping.
Cool.
Nope, I'm taking both.
Great. You pick it up, you take it, you go to turn around, and you make dead eye contact with the now open eyes of Guildmaster Dusk.
Fucking this! Boosted bomb!
You're now close, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Okay, as a bonus action, smash the sphere of fear on the ground within 20 feet to create a fog cloud in a 20-foot sphere for 1 minute. Each creature within that sphere, which will include you if you're just throwing it on the ground, takes 1d4 force damage. Okay, you're doing this?
Yep.
Okay, so we're all rolling a d4.
You're on the stairs. Did you guys stay on the stairs while this was happening? Do you guys continue going?
I think we kept going.
Okay, I'm gonna say you guys are gonna be out of the room. So what you hear is you hear the sound of like something ceramic shattering as this gets tossed on the ground.
I have been posted like, I'm gonna do it, so.
We've been expecting this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably know exactly what happened and probably aren't that surprised. You're both gonna take 4 points of damage as the shards skitter out.
Okay.
However, I also need you to roll initiative.
Damn it, guys. We thought we were done with the whole
Because Guildmaster Dusk is now incredibly awake, and she might be in a fog cloud, but she's not an assassin for nothing. So
roll initiative, just a d20?
D20 plus your, whatever your initiative modifier is, which is probably your dex.
How can I tell which one it is? I should know that.
Your initiative is
it's in one
of the tabs.
Okay, great. Okay, so I rolled a 9 with that then.
Can I disguise Thank myself you. As the kid on the balcony?
How long does that take you? Is that like an instant?
An action.
I will say that you could do that on your turn. It would have to be the action.
Mm-hmm. Also, we are still sneaky. We're still sneaky.
So long as you maintain concentration. All right, 25 to 20.
24.
24, okay. Sorry, had to brain there. 20 to 15.
15.
Sorry, I wrote this on the wrong side because I'm dumb.
Shouldn't have done it.
Sorry.
What'd you get?
24.
Sorry.
9.
11.
All right.
Sorry.
This is great. This is the shenanigans that we're here for.
At least I have her sword.
Again, I rolled another nat 20 on a perception check.
Ooh.
So the second you touched the sword, she woke up.
You have his sword.
Yeah.
I have someone's sword.
You have his
I
sword.
I took an enemy out. Kind of.
You...
Is there a
not,
dagger? We'll find
not
out.
The important one.
Uh-oh.
He looks like a Pawnee Pratt. You guys know she is an assassin.
I'm sorry.
I'm just gonna say
if
it.
If Tyr ever comes back, she has a really good sword now.
She has a very pretty sword.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, no.
Tyr,
it's decorative.
You
yeah.
are...
It's not even sure.
Tyr, you go first. Your vision is obscured, so... Yeah, you are under the obscured condition. As this fog is surrounding you because you smashed this on the ground, so you are the center of the fog cloud.
Excellent. What if I, like, my intention was to, like, break it in her face?
You're still basically in the center. You were next to the bed, so
okay,
that's,
cool,
like,
cool.
a foot away.
I just wanted to, yeah, okay, yeah. great. So I just can't see?
Yeah, your vision is obscured.
Okay, great. But I remember the layout. Probably a little bit. So I'm
it's
like,
not a large
you,
room.
You have a general yeah, yeah, sense. Yeah. It's a fairly small room.
Yeah. Okay. How do rogues work?
A question I ask myself every time someone plays one in my game.
I'd like to, what the fuck? Okay. So it's a bonus action to disengage, yes?
Correct.
I'd like to bonus action disengage, action dash, fucking book it. Double movement out of the room.
Okay. I'm going to need you to roll me a pure luck check to see if you pick the correct direction to get to the door. Because you cannot see. Like, you vaguely remember the layout of the room, but also, like, this will happen very quickly. And you did not spend a lot of time in this room. So we're going to make this a pure luck check. 10 or higher, you pick the correct direction, and you make it to the door. Lower, and you run into a wall.
Okay.
And will take damage.
Okay. That was me trying to figure out how to pray. Okay. 12.
12. You pick the correct direction. You stumble a little bit as you catch your foot on the edge of the bed, and you hear, you immediately hear a very high-pitched, shrill shout in a, actually, no, you do speak Thieves' Cant. You hear Guildmaster Dusk shout in Thieves' Cant, "Rally, rally, rally!"
I ruined the mosh.
No, you just set it back on.
You just actually activated doing things that are written into the module.
Oh.
Where you might have to, like, fight things.
Okay, cool.
You hear her screaming to get attention as you book it. As soon as you clear that fog cloud, you can see where you are. So you're going to take your full movement and, like, head down the stairs, or...?
Yeah, I can also... I don't think it's an action. I can also mirthful leap if I want to, like... That jump isn't too high when I'm going, like, down the stairs, if I want to, like, kind of circumvent it.
I mean, you could bop over the banister about halfway down,
yeah.
But, like, the door is directly across, like, going directly down the stairs is actually more direct to get to the door if you're just going for outside.
Well, I'm just going to do that.
Great.
I don't need to leap.
Cool. And are you heading just, you're just heading for the front door?
Yeah.
Cool. What's your movement speed?
35, so 70 feet from the room.
You run out of this room. You get all the way out of the office past Stuart and Gemma. You get all the
way down
to the foot of the stairs, and you are basically, like, 15 feet away from the front door.
Awesome.
Actually, so y'all just totally left.
Where's Ocean?
Yeah. Ocean's still in the room.
No, I know.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. And I'm last on this lineup.
Well, I took
Thanks,
a lot
gang.
Of her attention.
Thanks, gang. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to reiterate, sorry.
All good.
So
this is
sorry.
The excitement that I was here for.
Cool.
Sorry.
Great. Guildmaster Dusk. Nobody sees this because it's in a fog cloud. Until Ocean, you see Guildmaster Dusk burst out of the edge of the fog cloud. She has a short sword in one hand. She has a dagger in the other. She's wearing basically like a sports bra and leggings because she just got out of bed.
Okay.
And she books it for the door, runs into the office where she immediately sees you two standing there.
Sorry.
Is fully like at the ready and looks and is just going to be like, okay, this is not how I was planning to spend my night, and she is going to take a swing at...
Bruh.
Oh, that's white! She sees the two of you. Okay, that's actually different. She looks, she goes, this is not how I was planning my night, looks and goes like, obviously get her, and is going to swing at you, though.
Okay.
Because you look like you work for her. So that is gonna be, I keep looking for the die that goes with this set, but it's in jail.
It's in jail.
Taunting me with the only 20, it's rolled tonight.
It's rolled 20.
In prison, like it's gonna get forgiveness. Great, she is going to...
It's the, like, puppy eyes equivalent, right?
Oh, cool, awesome, I get advantage on that. That's fun. Assassin, I also don't play rogues and rarely play this sort of stuff. She's gonna swing on you with her short sword. Mm-hmm. Does a 19
that
hit?
Does hit me.
Cool. Kind of figured that might be the case. Cool. You're gonna take 6 damage.
Okay.
And I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Five.
Okay. You are also going to take 24 damage as you feel the poison enter the wound.
Okay, I'm still up.
And then she is going to look back to Elex and go, could you do something? And is going to take a second swing.
Mm-hmm. The hubris guy 30 minutes ago.
That's going to be a 17 to hit.
That does hit.
Great.
I'm down.
Oh my god. That is another 6 piercing damage. And you're down, so you don't have to make the con save. Congratulations. Because you're unconscious.
Thanks for not killing me.
Is now a good time for healing word for me?
Not until your turn, because it's not a reaction.
Okay.
But it might be depending on how the rest of this goes. Cool. That is her turn, as she just turns and looks at you like, how the fuck
did
somebody
get
in here? Yeah, no, like, you're just like, bruh, it's not my turn. You know how this works. Oceans, you see also staggering out of the fog much less effectively is the dude who was in bed with her. He is wearing boxers with hearts on them, of course.
Sure.
You see him kind of like fumbling around. He goes and meanders out of the fog. Does not see you because he rolled very low on his perception check, but he does go for the fireplace that is just out of the fog perimeter because of the placement, and starts digging his hands, his very nicely manicured hands with the big rings on them. This guy looks fancy as hell. He's just digging around in the ashes and pulls a short sword out of the ashes where it was stashed, heads for the door to find out what's going on. That's going to bring us to Gemma. Can I please get a death saving throw?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Stuart, that is going to bring us to you.
I got her, and I pick her up, and okay. I drink a potion as a bonus action.
Okay.
If I may, I will pick Gemma up, and the potion is greater swiftness, which doubles my speed, and my AC is increased by 2. And I'm going to book it.
I am going to allow, because that is a potion that you would just have stashed with your healing potions, and you're taking it yourself. I'm going to allow it as a bonus action. So yeah, you take it, you chug it, and you're just peace, and you yeet. Cool. So that doubles your movement speed. Is that what it says? Okay. And
so it's probably an action to pick her up and then movement of 60 feet.
If I was alive.
Your body, your corpse.
I am going to require that. Normally I'd probably let you pick her up for free, but given the circumstances, I'm going to make it take a full action.
Yeah.
Just for fairness.
Yeah, just because that's a dead weight.
Do you know Misty Step or anything?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, good. Okay.
You know what? I just realized also that I've been doing the staircase slightly backwards, but I'm not going to change it now.
They do only go up.
Doesn't. No. It's not that it goes up and then the extra edge would have a banister, so it's having to run around to the top of the stairs.
I thought you were going to
do it. I just did it reverse in my head, so it's fine. As long as I'm consistent with the measure.
To go down, to go
athletics.
Up into the ceiling.
Acrobatics.
For
picking her up.
Oh, I'm going to let you pick her up. Oh, okay. I'm not going to make you do a check for it. I'm just going to make it burn your action.
Oh, yeah.
You can't run 120 feet.
Why?
Because I want to roll more dice.
So
still around.
You are down. I think because you guys were a little bit further out, I think you are actually able to blast slightly past here and get, to the door. I'm going to say you can get to the door and, kick the door open. So you are now in the open doorway. As you see, lights are coming on in windows and shouting is happening as everyone has now been alerted to the fact that something is going on. That's going to bring us to Ocean. Ocean, Dingus McGee is right outside.
Okay.
The door has just... basically, he didn't see you at the foot of the stairs, so he ran past you.
Okay. So I'm torn between a few different things. It seems Gemma just has...
They are gone.
They're gone. So the there only... is no point in me trying to healing word at the moment because they are too far away.
You can't get to them. I will say that basically you are in the door, like you can kind of like pop to the doorway and look. All you see are the two hostiles, Guildmaster Dusk and her lover, are in this room with weapons drawn. You do not see anyone else in your party right now.
Okay. I want to cast Blade Ward.
Okay.
Just to, you know.
Nope, that's a good call.
That seems like a prudent move in this moment.
A little bit of
buffer. How much can I do right now?
Blade Ward, I believe, would be an action, so you can bonus. Actually, is Blade Ward a cantrip?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so you can it's a bonus action cantrip. Great. So okay. you used your bonus action, so you now have an action and a movement.
Okay.
If you would like to, do you want to try to attack? Do you want to just try to get out?
Can I?
I mean,
should I use Bane or should I just try to get out of there?
I mean, you're not gonna have backup in a fight.
That's true.
She's assassin.
And she
did 30 damage to Gemma in a single round.
You're real powerful, so maybe just get the hell out.
With one attack. That was 30 damage.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And I've already taken some damage. So yeah, I think I want to get out of there. I think I want to protect myself and book it.
Cool. Then you're probably just going to want to take your movement to run. I believe
my speed is 30.
Yeah. So your best option.
Were there windows or anything in this chamber?
Upstairs there were.
There are windows that will lead you onto the balcony.
Which floor are we on?
Second floor.
Two.
Yeah, there's windows along the front of the office that lead onto the balcony.
Should I go out?
There's a guy here. Can't see shit.
I think the balcony is a good option.
It's like second day on the job.
I'm going to say then that what you can do, I'm going to say you can essentially use your action to like kick open a window or like shatter a window.
Oh, yeah.
And then, again, they were not expecting someone to, like, this stuff is not reinforced particularly well. They were not planning for this. I say that immediately going, wait, is there a thing that says, windows are boarded up.
What? Oh,
that's right, because they said go away.
Everything's boarded up, so there's boards down across it. So I will let you use your action to make an athletics check to try to kick through it, or you can make an attack on the planks if you want to just try to, like, stab through it.
I rolled an 18 for
athletics. 18 athletics? Oh, yeah. You are filled with the power of your frustration at this moment, and you just...
They left!
Boom!
Yep.
Straight through, make a hole, and you can jump out onto the balcony, and then I'm gonna say that's, like, 10 feet of your movement to get, like, out and, like, around. Okay. Her boy toy is gonna try to take a opportunity attack swing as you pass by him.
Okay.
I think he's gonna hit because you were squishy, I'm sorry.
But I did have Blade Ward, which is giving me some protection against bludgeoning.
Which one? He is going to swing his short sword at you, which is going to do 5 piercing damage.
Okay, and how is that mitigated by Mage Hand? Is that before or after or Blade Ward, sorry. That before or after that's factored in.
That was what he did, so if Blade Ward,
gives
you resistance, that's going to have it, so that'll be 2 damage.
Okay.
And then you have another 20 feet of movement. You also have a very startled and confused looking watch bandit at the other end of the balcony who just saw you like kick through the boards and is hearing all of this screaming happening and has like put their hand on their weapon and is getting ready to draw.
Just kiss him.
Actually, they have a crossbow, so they're getting ready to swing their crossbow over at you. You've got 20 more feet of movement. You can jump off the balcony if you like.
I mean, I will try and clamber over the railing and try to lower myself gently as much as is possible.
I'll let you do an acrobatics check to try to mitigate. If you get high enough, it'll mitigate too much
Dirty 20.
Yeah, all those gymnastics classes that you went to while your siblings were at Saturday school suddenly kick in, and you are able to just be like, peace! And
I mean, the guard can't be too mad. I'm leaving. Like, that's what you want.
Leaving.
I'm getting out. I didn't even say it yet.
So yes.
Yeah, so you are now on the ground in front. You hear shouting. You see lights coming on. You see doors starting to open. People are starting to rally.
And is there a conveniently located bush I can duck behind until my next turn?
I'm looking at the thing. You are basically on the porch. I will say you can kind of like duck down behind those boards that are on the porch.
I can just take advantage of a shadow or something.
You can just kind of duck down there.
Yeah.
Sure. Great. That's going to bring us to the top of the order with Tyr. You are standing 15 feet away from the front door. The front door is now open. Stuart has kicked the door open, has an unconscious Gemma over his shoulder. At least you hope it's Stuart. It's Elix. Elix the Saint has kicked the door open. You're pretty sure it's probably Stuart because Dave promised that the real Elix was going to be busy tonight. Mm-hmm. And you can also, again, hear the shouting and see that things are starting to rally.
Movement. Action. Bonus action. We're fucking getting out of here. And as I pass people, I'm going to be like, meet at Priscilla. Meet at Priscilla.
So, okay, what is that?
Because I can use all three to move, right?
I mean, you can, you're a rogue, so that's movement. You can bonus action dash, mm-hmm. and then... Action dash again, I guess.
Yeah, I'd like to use all three for 105
feet. Great, you blitz. I would like you to give me a stealth check. You cannot add pass without trace for this one. This is just a flat, like, stealth check, I guess. Stealth doesn't feel right, but I'm going to go with it anyway. To see how quietly you are able to hiss this message at people as you pass them.
Cool. Can I have a bit?
Oh, we have bits.
I cannot throw, I'm sorry.
I notoriously can't catch very well either.
So. 14.
14, okay. You are kind of hissing this, and you realize you think you're whispering. You're not whispering as much as you think you are, unfortunately.
Shit.
Well, what happens is you kind of say this as you're, like, swinging past. And I guess, really, you should give me a perception check.
Probably not. Seven.
Seven? You vaguely hear a voice above you go, "What the fuck?" when she runs by saying, "Meet at Priscilla."
Balls.
And then you are down the road. You were like on the cobblestones, like heading for the main road, just trucking along. That's gonna be It's going to be dusk. Yeah. Rolling to decide what they do. Yeah, they're just going to come running down after you. I think she's... I don't think she can quite get to you, Stuart, on one turn, so she's going to dash action and get, like, to the bottom of the stairs behind where you are, and you just hear her being like, "Hey, what the hell is going on? Like, you know, where are you going? Elix, get your ass back here! We've got a problem!" like, the whole way down the stairs. And you just hear a dude behind her being like, "Darling, is this normal? Is this supposed to be happening? I thought you promised that this was going to be..." Shut up! And that's gonna bring us to Gemma. I'm gonna need a roll.
A fail.
Okay. One for one.
Still out.
You're fine. You're woozy. That's gross. Stuart, that's gonna be your turn.
Movement, 60. Mm-hmm. That's pretty far.
You are trucking.
Bonus action dash.
Rogue.
Don't say Priscilla's name.
60. So that puts me 120 out, which is probably where she can get to. So then I will use my action to... just go another 60 feet.
Yep.
Just
get out of there.
Might as well.
Get out
of there.
Yeah, cool. Just running. Just running. Great. Ocean, you see the rest of your party just book it past you. Like, just, like, fully down the road absolute dead like sprint.
Usain Bolt.
Like, almost unnaturally fast, even.
Okay.
Like, you hear a lot of yelling from it.
So I'm still on the porch.
You are on the porch.
Okay. So I do want to try and get some distance here, although I'm way behind this group. And also, I don't know if I heard the rendezvous point. I also don't recall what we decided about if I have any kind of comms with the rest of the team.
You and I have an earring. And
You guys have earrings of message that you can use to communicate. Okay. You absolutely heard.
Okay. I'm not just like, oh, goodbye forever.
Yeah, no.
So I want to get a little bit of distance, and I also want to cast the Mold Earth cantrip to cause the path leading away. You know, once I get past it, I want to cast it behind me so that the pathway becomes difficult terrain for an hour.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Great.
So just kind of making it harder for them to chase us.
Yeah, so you can get 30
feet. Yeah, so I want to get 30 feet out and then turn around and cast Mold Earth behind me. Yeah.
Yeah, just make a whole mess of the front lawn. You definitely hear someone go like, oh man, we just got that landscape!
Yeah.
As they're like,
it's like, it'll be fine in an hour.
Their pants on and trying to like hop out the door to come after you guys. The additional thugs rolled very low in their initiative. Actually, I should roll for our guard up on the balcony and see if they got a crossbow shot up. They did not. They tried. You hear the twang of the crossbow, and it goes off somewhere. Like, nobody's even remotely concerned about it. Cool. At this point, I am gonna say, everybody here is too far away to be in danger. So we're gonna go.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's
just gonna be me and the.
It's the two of them. You are the you are the only one that they are potentially going to spot. So I rolled perception checks to see if they spot you. Because now chaos is starting out. Like lights are coming on.
Yeah.
People are spilling out. And so now there's the additional check of like, can I spot the hostel as everyone converges on the front lawn to figure out what's going on? Because also like nobody else. They've just heard the rallying call.
Sure.
They do not know what they're looking for. So everyone's just in a mess. Mm-hmm. Guildmaster Dusk seems to be the only one who like clocks that you might be the odd one out, so she is going to continue running at you, but it's difficult terrain, so she can get close but she cannot get all the way to you even with her dash. But you do hear her shouting as she comes up close behind you, and you hear her going, I swear to fucking God, if you find that bitch, tell her I'm coming for her. Are you working for her? Her lover absolutely failed his perception check and is standing in the doorway in his boxers with his sword looking incredibly confused.
Great.
He rolled a natural one.
Awesome.
For his dingus check.
Okay.
It is now your turn.
Okay. So I am
She's about 15 feet away from you now in the difficult terrain.
Okay, so I want to get a little further away. I want to continue getting some space here, but I also want to cast Earth Tremor, causing a tremor in the ground within range, and every creature other than you in that area must make a dexterity saving throw.
What's the radius of... how much area does the tremor
affect? Great question. The earth tremor, it says 10-foot radius.
Okay.
10-foot range.
10-foot range, yes.
Should that you probably want to cast it and then move.
Oh, sorry. Is that
you
not
cast
what we want to do?
Tremor on the ground within range.
How far is What's-Her-Face from me?
She is 15 feet away from you. You would have to backtrack into your difficult terrain to hit her with this.
She's a high-level rogue.
Range area is 10 feet.
Okay.
It is both.
Yeah. I will say, if you want to just dash...
Okay.
That is probably your best bet.
Okay. I just want to use all the fancy things.
I know you do. I'm just saying, like, at this point, if you just start running, she will not be able to catch up to you.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to run. I'm just going to run and run and run.
Yeah. You run. Everybody runs. Everybody is so much running. Gemma, give me another death saving throw.
So here's the thing, right?
How close am I getting to that, all that?
It depends on if they are still dashing or not. If they're
okay, yeah.
If the two rogues are still doing action, bonus action movement.
How many net ones have you rolled tonight?
One. Okay, pass.
Okay.
I will, healing potion.
Thank you.
Yeah, Stuart, you finally feel like you've gained enough distance. You shove a healing potion down Gemma's throat. Gemma, you set back up a little bit. It's never fun when that happens.
No. How did it feel to miss that whole fight?
Pretty great.
Honestly, fine.
Eight. Yay.
You guys have made your way out of combat. Are you guys just all heading for the rendezvous point? Is that the plan?
Can I, earring and be like, maybe I shouldn't.
You are so far out of message range. Okay. Absolutely not.
I'm
away.
I'm a ways back, so I'm just chasing. I'm trying to keep you in line.
Again.
I'm going to run to the last place that we knew Alec was at.
Oh, you're going to head to the Tipsy Tavern?
Yeah.
No, who was that?
Elix, the saint.
That's it.
Elix,
the saint.
Tipsy Tankard.
Sorry, yeah.
Yes.
To run in there, undisguise myself.
Perfect.
Ruin his life a little bit.
Just the tiniest bit. Cool.
Once I'm up and running, I will redisguise myself as something different.
Yeah, you just turn yourself into, you know, like one of the bachelorettes from the party or something, like just some weird amalgam of whatever.
I'd like to also do that.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are changing. Ocean, you're running along. You lose track of everyone. You get into town finally. You don't see anyone you recognize. You just see a bunch of drunk people wandering around outside of bars. You have no idea.
Okay, cool. Is. Maybe I just go home. I mean, that's
an option.
That's an absolute option. Am I in the neighborhood that they happen to have wandered into?
You could presume that they also, like...
I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, where they would have gone.
You did hear... Tyr say, meet back at Priscilla.
Yeah, so...
And you do know that everybody would have had to pass essentially through this area to then go in any
other
direction.
Okay, so then I'm going to start...
So...
I'm gonna go in that direction. And, you know...
Yeah.
To Priscilla's via the neighborhood we were in.
Yeah.
With all the alliterative names.
Yeah, you have to pass through that.
And I will hope...
That you spot anyone or anyone's...
Or, yeah, I will hope to be seen, or I will just gotta stay on comms and hope that I wander back into range.
Sure.
Hi. Okay,
yeah.
Don't leave me behind.
You start making your way. Where's everybody else heading once you duck into your corners and do your disguises, or undisguises in Stuart's case?
I'd like to head towards Priscilla, where we left her, so I can tell her I fucked up, so she can make a plan.
Cool. You are headed toward
the racetrack.
Motel 9.5, where you got her room.
I would like to pop out the business card
and
tap it and just be like, hey, Priscilla, shit's fucked.
You tap the business card, and as you start to talk, you immediately find yourself in a hotel room. Priscilla is, like, sitting on the bed eating popcorn, and just, like, looks very startled. Just kind of waves.
I'm gonna do the full, like, check the curtains. Okay, we gotta go.
You've got to... Okay, all right, great. She, like...
Would it have popped Stuart as well if Stuart was still with me? Or...
Were you still with Stuart, or did you guys split?
I was running.
If you were just carrying her the whole time, then it popped both of you.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys both appear, and she just looks a little... You see that she's, like, essentially, like, in her pajamas. She's in, like, a tank top and, like, comfy pants, and you're just like, we gotta go. And she's like, all right, reaches down, grabs her, like, leather armor, and, like, slings that in a backpack, and is like, okay, so where are we going? This is gonna be a story, isn't it? I'm sorry, where are Ocean and Tyr? Are they...
Great question.
Somewhere.
Every couple minutes, I'm just like, hello?
Yeah, I'm doing the same. It's like, hey guys,
About like a few minutes into getting back into town, suddenly you guys get the like message ping to each other. Hello, 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 hello.
I'm like a blonde bachelorette. Where are you?
It's like, oh, I know where to find those.
No, I'm like a solo one.
Oh,
right. I'll just like.
Give me a perception.
I'm waving.
Let's go.
Do you have anything that could be a secret?
There's like 8 blonde bridesmaids here, and they're all going.
You're gonna have to be more specific. I'm the one who looks like me. Find me.
I'd like to go find her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a hammer and crowbar.
I'm gonna take my token back from Stuart. I'm going to like put it kind of. It looks like somebody's hair just came out while they
were. Right. Yeah. You can unbraid like, it to make it look like a little.
But like, put it on the pillow or like around the pillow somewhere.
Yeah. You'd kind of tuck it under the edge of the pillow, like somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
100. I got you.
Great.
Yep.
Oh, anyway, Priscilla, so everything went well, except for they know that you stole it.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, yeah. There was a little bit of yelling,
When you say they, can you specify which they?
Yeah, the Guildmaster. Dusk.
Okay, great. We're going to have to go. Do you know where the other... Are they dead? Did you leave them behind because they're dead? Were they captured? Or did they get out? Like, I just need to know how many people are out and about. No.
Well, I don't know. I was unconscious.
We got out.
What do you mean you weren't conscious? Are you okay?
She hits really hard.
She, like, reaches out, kind of hesitates for a moment, like, oh, maybe I should make contact. Okay. And if you put her hand, she taps you. You get...
Yes.
I mean...
23 points.
Dang.
Wow.
Yes, Priscilla.
Ooh, that took me up to exactly where I was before.
I think the words were scatter, run in a whole bunch of different directions. And we did that.
She stares at you for a minute like...
Actually, somebody might have yelled, meet us back at Priscilla's. It wasn't me.
That's what I thought. All right, okay. We're going to need to find them. All the weeks for Hyacinth to be on vacation.
Oh, that's where he is.
Yeah, he and Devon are roaming the astral plane or something.
If that's helpful,
using his PTO.
If they find that, I can at least talk to them within a certain distance.
If you are comfortable with allowing that potential connection, that is up to you. I'm more concerned with finding the other two and GTFOing, I believe is the term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tyr, it takes you a minute because there's a bunch of drunk bridesmaids this week, apparently.
Daunting.
Apparently that's the shtick this week. But you do manage to find Ocean, you know, who is like sticking to shadows, but like you know what to look for now that you know there's a little bit of the Marco Polo happening and you are eventually able to reconnect. Are you going to head back to...
I want to like reach out for your hand. And as soon as I make contact, we're running!
Yay!
Cool. Yeah, you guys go running. I'm just gonna... You know, it's better if somebody else does it, so I'm keeping honest. Roll me a luck check, or roll me a luck check, you guys can decide, to see if you guys get to the hotel before...
You wanna roll a luck check?
I'll roll... Would you...
A luck check. So luck check is flat. So if it's 10 and up, you succeed. If it's under 10, you fail.
Yeah, no, I know.
So if Ocean is saying you should roll a luck check, you should roll a luck check.
Okay, I didn't want you. Okay.
No, I'm gonna allow it.
Okay.
At this point, you both fail.
How many more
gets even weirder.
Can I ruin tonight? I did it.
See,
okay.
Your luck has changed.
Yeah, there is some tripping that happens along the way, but you do get to the...
You play it off as just like, you know, we're just...
You basically, you bust into the Motel 9.5, you run up the... Was it 9.5? I think it was 9.5.
Yeah.
The Motel 9.5, you like head up the stairs to like knock on the door that you know that Priscilla's staying in, and you hear voices inside, so you recognize that Gemma and Stuart and Priscilla are all in there. Pound on the door, Gemma and Stuart, you hear someone knocking at the door.
Prepping
Yo, bro, who is it, bro?
I mean, you would be within your rights.
You hear, yo, bro, who is it, bro?
Hey, bro.
Bro.
Your bros.
Bro. Open the door, bro.
Hey, Priscilla.
There we go. So. Yeah, you pop open the door, they duck in. Priscilla, oh, good, you're not dead. Well, that's reassuring.
Did they say we were dead?
Take it.
I wasn't sure. Nobody was sure, because when you split the party, it's really difficult to be sure, and I was trying to not track you all this time, because I didn't want to put any additional magic on
you.
You
have any faith in us.
I think that means she has more faith in us.
Maybe.
I was just really trying to not put you in danger by putting any of my extra magic onto you before you went in there, because I'm not sure what Dusk has set up based on what she might know about. You know what? Now is not the time or the place to have this discussion. I think we're all just going to have to go. Is everybody fine with cold weather? Great. She claps her hands and you all feel yourselves whiz through the teleport. And that is where we will end tonight's episode.
Oh my god, Grinky, we're coming for you.
This is, I'm just gonna go ahead and go out of order and do the spicy plug now. If you are not a member of our Patreon and you would like to be, even at the lowest level, now is a great time because this After Dark is gonna be wild. It's gonna be short, but it is gonna be wild as I explain what is happening now. Thank you all for being here. I'm going to make my business real fast. We have some more offerings coming up. Tomorrow is Wednesday. You will get a new episode of The Redacted Reports. Season 6 continues. It is hella weird, but people are enjoying it.
I heard a rumor it was a Ross episode.
I have also heard a rumor that it is a Ross episode. On Thursday, I believe we were getting a new episode of Inspiration Point, where you can hear Adam and Tiana talk about a topic that I forgot to look up before I came in, and I'm so sorry, but I'm sure it's going to be great. Everything that they've been putting out has been awesome. The back catalog is also awesome. Listen to that. We will, shockingly, be back next Tuesday at 7 p.m. with the last episode of this module of Keys from the Golden Vault, which, spoilers, is no longer this module. That's what we're going to talk about in the After Dark, and I will reveal some more secrets next week, potentially.
Because we won.
And if you are patrons, we are probably not doing an Arena of the 5Es this month. However, please keep an eye on the Guild Hall in the Discord, and if you're not in the Discord, please hop in and join that, because I will be pinging you about a different fun thing that we might be doing for our patrons that might involve perhaps playing in a game with me. It's a thought. Some more details about that. There might be some Cthulhu, or there might be some Amy-related spiciness. So if either of those things appeal to you, check out the Guild Hall. Most of all, thank you all for watching, for supporting, for dealing with the fact that this was wild, y'all. And I hope I will see you all next week.
This podcast is supported by our Patreons, and we would like to give them a heartfelt thanks. Starting Duke Fleeg, and he who shall not be named. Our inspiration, Middle Management, is a force to be reckoned with, featuring Lady Bedivere, Ben Sleslowski, Anonymous Dragon, Cheesecake Fries, Slyly Tove, Jen W., Paul, and Seth Jones. Our inspired patrons include Adam, Andreas, Jeremy, Jay Matthews, Reoccurring Dream, Cody, Lee, Megan Krantz, Red Dead, Coquette, Robbie Nowell, The Baroness, and The Apollyon. And a big thank you to all of the guild members out there. It truly means a lot to us that you have joined our Patreon. Not everyone has the means to support us financially, and that is okay. If you could, please share our content with anyone who might enjoy it. Until next time, keep the chaos alive. Is that a tagline?